Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another live edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio for this Monday, the 13th of February, 2012. Hey, let me be the first to wish you a very happy Valentine's Day and remind you guys and gals that Valentine's Day is tomorrow. So if you haven't gotten your sweetheart a little something, you know, if you forgot to go out and do that little shopping today, well, you still got a few hours. You can still catch up on that chore tomorrow. But after that, you're going to be on your own. But happy Valentine's Day, a few hours early. Valentine's Day officially starts about 4 hours and 58 minutes from now, so you know, happy Valentine's Day. Hope everyone has a great one. I'm your host for this evening's radio show, Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer International, a security and law enforcement association / organization. And we're glad to have you here with us on the program tonight live as we travel. This week is pretty rough, got a lot going on. But we're glad to be here and glad that you've joined us. We have, as always, a lot to discuss tonight, a lot of information. A couple of things that have come to our attention right off the bat. I'd like to kind of remind you how important it is to be a trained professional in this day and age. We can no longer be just a body in a uniform. We can no longer be just a bump on the log. We need to be trained. We need to be professional in all that we do. Very sad announcement came over the weekend. I'm sure that you've heard by now. Pop star Whitney Houston is no longer with us. She died over the weekend in a Beverly Hills hotel room. Information is coming out that it's from a alcohol-induced drowning of sorts. She fell under or into or, you know, who knows, into the bathtub. She was getting ready to go to a party, but information from police and news sources say that the night before she had been at a club and she was, disheveled. But the bottom line here is after she was found in this Beverly Hills hotel room in the state that she was in, guess who her entourage summoned for help? Not the police. Not even EMS right away, but hotel security. Hotel security was summoned for immediate assistance. They notified 911, police, and EMS. And what do you think that security did when they got to the room? And this is not the first time that a high-profile death has come to light where private security at the hotel or at the location of the death was first on scene. What are you going to do if you're not trained? What are you going to do if you have no first aid training? What are you going to do if you don't know how to handle a crime scene, a death scene? That's why it's so important, super important, to know what to do, how to respond, how to secure a crime scene, how to provide emergency medical services until police, fire, and EMS can get there. You have a chance to save a life. You have a chance and an obligation to help someone who is truly in need, a life and death situation. We can no longer stand around with our hands in our pocket and going, oh, well, somebody's calling the cops, I guess. We got somebody calling that. That's not going to work, especially in a high-profile case, a situation where maybe something that security could have done would have prevented the untimely death of a person. Maybe if they had applied some first aid CPR techniques, maybe that person would have had a better shot at survival. And if that's the case, that's a liability issue for both the hotel, the security company, the security officer, and those involved. Overall, we have to really look at the services that we render these days. We have to really go back and start over from scratch, because I'm telling you, folks, private security is not what it used to be 30, 40, even 20 years ago. Times, they are a-changing. And hopefully, you will change with the times, especially if you're in this industry for any time period at all. Now, a very interesting thing that's going on right now is that there's a national study on the longevity of security personnel in the field, not necessarily at the one employer, but in the field. And guess what? So far, out of a pretty large number of respondents, the average time is 9 years. 9 years. So those people who say, oh, I don't need any training, I'm just passing through this, it's just a part-time gig, it's just a paycheck until something better comes along. Well, according to the information being compiled, that's not exactly true. A lot of people holding on to the positions, a lot of people continue working in the security industry, people say they like it. Even law enforcement giving up their law enforcement career for careers in private security. With that being the case, wouldn't it be prudent, wouldn't it behoove us to become a more professional, a more trained, a more, you know, ready to get things done industry? Recently, just last week, in fact, I had a call out from techs for an electrical problem I was having. I can't imagine them showing up going, well, I'm just passing through this field. I'm not really going to be this for long. I'm only here for a paycheck. I'm not sure how to do this. I don't know how to wire that. I don't know. I would have thrown them out of the house so fast they wouldn't know what day of the week it was. And that's where we're at. That's where the security industry is finding themselves in this day and age. They either have to really be up to the challenge of providing the services that clients are wanting, or they're going to be out of business. I do a lot of consulting for security companies, and I tell them all the time, you have to stay up with the Joneses. You have to surpass the Joneses. You have to be up on the day and time. Old school stuff and stuff that worked for security companies 15 years ago is not going to work today. It just isn't. There's so many more duties, so many more responsibilities, so much more proactiveness, so much more dealing hands-on, literally, with the public, that the old guard check mentality is just not going to work today. All right, I'm going to get off my soapbox real quick. We are fast approaching our 200th radio show, and we're very excited about that. We have really enjoyed very much being able to share with the masses our programs. We have a lot of great email comments continuously about the training segments, about the overall radio show, about so many different subjects. So we're very excited about closing in on the 200th radio episode, and we'll be sharing that in a special broadcast with you in April. I think we'll be probably at the 200 mark by April, so we'll be having a special broadcast to share that with you, and we're very excited. April is actually going to be a huge, huge month. Hey, if you have just joined us, if you're a newcomer, if you are not familiar with Private Officer International, April is the month that we do our Hall of Fame inductions. April is the month that we do our Security Officer Awards. April is the month that we have other special announcements and special things happening. And this year, April will also be the 200th broadcast of our radio program. So we're very excited about that, and we hope that you are too. We hope that you will join us for those things. We have tons of stuff, literally tons of stuff happening, and unfortunately, many people are missing out. Many people are missing out. They become members, and they don't get involved in any of the action, of any of the happenings, where they don't become members and they just kind of sit on the edge, sit on the outside and watch everything that's going on. And I'm not sure why, but if you're not at least participating in some area of the organization, you're missing out because there's a lot going on, a lot of excitement, and a lot of opportunity to be involved. You know, all through my career in security, loss prevention, law enforcement, I've heard people say, well, they don't care what I think. They don't. There's no way for me to make a difference. It's kind of like people that don't vote. You know, you think you're not going to make a difference. Here is your chance to have a voice. You have a platform, an organization. You have someone that's going to help you get your voice out there. So get involved in the many different areas of our association. If you're not a member, we strongly encourage you to become a member. Get involved in the chapters. Get involved in the many different things that we have going on. Take advantage right now. We have a couple of great discounts for memberships, and they're cheap, 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 cheap. Look around other organizations and see what they charge for memberships, and then look at ours, and there's no comparison. We are dirt cheap. Also, tonight, want to remind you that if you are in the Nashville, Tennessee area, be sure to join us this Thursday. That's the 16th. I was going to do it on the 14th, and then someone said, do you not know what the 14th is? Okay, yeah, we can't do it on the 14th. So we rescheduled, and so this Thursday in Nashville, Music City, USA, at the Green Hills Hampton Inn, we will, between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m., be holding a chapter introduction, a question and answer, a meet and greet, and there'll be food, refreshments. And not only that, but yours truly is going to be there. and I'll be live and in person to answer any of your questions about the association, about the chapters, about what it is that we're doing. And, you know, we're going to have a good time. So if you're in the Nashville, Tennessee area, come on out. Please RSVP. Send us a little email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Just let us know that you're going to be there so that we know how many folks to expect. And if you're in the Richmond, Virginia area, then you won't want to miss our meeting there. It's going to be on the 22nd of this month. It's at the Henrico West Library. It's at 6 p.m. And please RSVP at the helpdeskprivateofficer.com so that we know how many folks will be there. We have lots of great things happening, as I said, and trust me, you're just not going to want to miss out on all of the excitement going on. If you are interested in opening a chapter, it's very, very easy. It really is. Go to our website at www.privateofficer.com/chapters. There's a little bit of an audio clip there, some information. All that it takes is five members and the manager applicant to start a chapter. And we provide you with all of the assistance, all of the marketing, all of the training information. And I'll tell you, it's a great thing to have in your community. While I'm on the air every week, you can email us at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. Ask any questions, submit any news, or even if you want to announce a birthday or an anniversary or, you know, promotion maybe, you can do it right there at radio@privateofficer.com. Also, if you're new to us, you can follow us on the web 24/7 simply by going to our main website, www.privateofficer.com. Right there, you'll be able to link to our Facebook, to our Twitter. That's a great thing to have because all of our news is hooked up to Twitter. So whenever we update the news blotter, that immediately publishes to Twitter. So you'll get a little tweet on that. You can also join our forums. We got great stuff, guys, women, great stuff happening on the forums. We got hundreds of members, videos, pictures. We got a lot of free training there. I mean, there's no excuse these days why you should not have adequate training to do your job, regardless of what your employer provides, because if you are a part of us or an associate or somebody who knows of us, hey, you're getting a lot of free training right here. So go to our forums right there off from our main web page and join up today. It's free. It doesn't cost you a penny, nothing at all. And network, we have chat nights. We've got training. We have a whole ton of stuff happening there. Also, follow our news blog just by going to our main website at privateofficer.com, and you can follow. Our news is updated several times a day. Lots of good stuff about security and law enforcement. You'll get a insight of what's happening in the security industry across the nation. We follow more than 400 news sites, hundreds of other police broadcasts and announcements and press releases. And I'm telling you, it's an eye-opener. It's an eye-opener. Right after this message, I've got another eye-opener for you that you will not believe. We heard about this, I guess, last year sometime, but I really didn't spend a lot of time checking it out. But I'll tell you more about it here in a few minutes. Be right back.
I was just going to the grocery store.
Seatbelt violators, beware.
I forgot to put it on.
If you're pulled over because you've broken the law.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
And you're not wearing your seatbelt.
It's broken, but I was going to have it fixed.
No matter what your excuse is, you will get a ticket in addition to the ticket for your original violation.
Click it or ticket? That's pretty easy to remember.
Ready. I love this, and I get paid for it.
He said half a hit of E would be fun. They said half a hit of E would be fun. They lied. Find out the truth about drugs. Drugfreeworld.org.
Okay, we are back with you live on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. You know, I was talking a minute ago about our forums. I was just reminded we have a weekly scheduled meet up and chat scheduled for Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, so 5 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Mountain. I guess that would be 3 p.m. Pacific, right? And we're going to be trying this out for a couple of weeks and see how it works. You can join us live on the chat with members of POI's office staff, myself from time to time, and others, and just kind of kick back and talk about whatever you want to. If you have a situation where you need some help, maybe some ideas, we'll all kind of kick in and brainstorm for you. We'll support you, and we'll discuss different topics. And we're testing it right now. We may have to move it to a different time slot, maybe a different day, or maybe even schedule several of them each week so that everybody can be kind of included in this. But it's a great thing. I think it's a pretty cool idea. And if you're not a member of the forums, just go to our main website, again, at privateofficer.com, and link up to our forums right there. Now, about a year ago, I guess it was, someone brought to my attention something about the smartphones that was very disturbing. And although it was mind-boggling and it was very concerning to me, I was very preoccupied with some other things at the time, so I did not really look into it that much. But over the weekend, a friend of mine, Buford Toon in Nashville, Tennessee, did email a video link on YouTube about this very thing. And it is very disturbing. If you have a smartphone, an iPhone or a BlackBerry, be very careful about the pictures that you take and post with that phone. If you take a picture at your house, for instance, and this was checked out by us now, it was a documentary done or a news piece done by a news station. If you take a picture with your smartphone and post it on your social network, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, even your website, that picture will automatically be connected with the mapping app of your phone. And with a couple of clicks of the mouse, anyone can track where that picture was taken, whether it was at your house, your church, your office. And there's another program that is free. You can get this, and with a couple more clicks of the mouse, it will link your tracks. It will follow you from your house to your work, to your church, to your neighborhood grocery store, all the places that you normally go. It can link it all together, connect the dots, so that anyone can have a clear picture of where you are and what you do. This is very concerning, especially if you are taking pictures of young children at your home and posting them. Anyone can track them to their daycare, their school, through the picture mapping. Now, there are options where you can turn it off, but this is the same software that Google uses, that programs such as Meetup uses, or Friends. There's an app called Friends where, you know, you can hook up with them and you can track where they are at any time. It's a great tool for business purposes, or if you want to stay in touch, you want to know where your girlfriend is, your wife is, or even your elder teens, elder, you know, 14, 15, 16, not elderly, but older teens, it's a good tool for you to keep a, you know, eye on where they are and be able to map them out. However, if you're taking pictures, you know, from your home of small children, it's not such a great idea. And you can shut that option off just by going into your picture app menu program, and it will have an option for you to turn off the mapping of the pictures, and you might want to look at this. There is a YouTube news video on our forums. If you're a forum member, you might want to go there and check it out after this program. But it's very concerning, especially if you have small kids and you take a lot of pictures at home with, you know, your smartphone. It can be really open the doors wide open to pedophiles and predators and people that are out to do harm to you. So this is probably something that you might want to look into. But like I said, it's something that I heard about last year but just didn't have a lot of time to look into it. And I'm glad that Mr. Buford Toon did notify me again this year. We have an excellent boot camp series put together. We've had a boot camp series for security personnel for some time. Many people have taken advantage of that 8-CD series. But we do a lot of consulting for security companies, both small and mid-sized companies who are just starting out, companies who are looking for ways to grow and improve. And if you are the owner or manager of a security company, agency, we have a new boot camp that is specifically for private security companies. 10 hours of training, which includes how to retain employees and stop the revolving door, innovative services to increase revenue, is factoring right for you, your agency, educating clients to increase billable rates, no-cost, low-cost training methods, how to capitalize on your geographical area, how to be influential as a company and as a person in your community, region, or state, and some other training information that I think will be very fantastic, and I think it'll help you. Right now, it is available. It was $199. It is now on sale for a week for $149. Just go to our website and get it today, or send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. But it's a very excellent tool if you're new to the security business, or if you've been around for a while and maybe you're just a little stagnant. We got some great ideas, some great information, and ways to kick up your company, expand your company, make more money, which is what it's all about. And it's very, very inexpensive. Now, on the other side of that coin, if you would like to hire me to come out and consult with you, we have those services available too. They are a little bit more expensive. You know, you do have to pay for the airfare and the hotels and all that good stuff. But if you're interested, send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. Coming up in a couple of weeks, we've got a great five-part series that will be available to members, non-members, anybody at all. It's called Being a Better You, Being a Person of Influence, How to Be a Better Manager, a Better Employee, a Better You. It's an excellent series, and we'll be sending out an email notifying you of the upcoming dates and times. And I think you'll find that series very inspirational, helpful in every area of your life, and I hope that you all will be looking for it. Now, I wasn't going to throw this in here tonight, but I think I will. On a personal note, I'm also in the process, and I'm going to challenge you tonight to be my partner, of going to great extremes, I guess, to lose some substantial weight. This has been something that's been on my mind for some time, and we actually need to because we want to go through a law enforcement academy end of the year. So we are going to challenge you to join us. Figure out how much you want to lose, and we can do it together. In fact, I'll start a group on our forums, and we can kind of network with each other if you're interested. Or send me an email at radio@privateofficer.com, and we'll fill you in. But figure out how much you want to lose, and then we have several different methods that we've been looking at, and we'll kind of network and communicate back and forth, and we'll see what we come up with. We are looking for guests, and we're also looking for co-hosts for this program every Monday night, as well as the LP Zone, all about loss prevention, on Wednesday night. If you'd like to be a guest, simply send me a short email at radio@privateofficer.com. Tell me what you'd like to talk about. Give me a little synopsis. Same thing for the LP Zone. We'll be happy to schedule you in there either as a guest or a co-host. We're also looking to expand our format, so if you're interested in hosting your own radio program on the Private Officer Radio Network, that can be arranged too. Just send me an email at radio@privateofficer.com. radio@privateofficer.com. I just got a very interesting email, and we'd like to share that with you. A person has written in, and they have asked, why do I have to be a member of your association to participate in the chapter or committee? Okay. If you are interested, we do have a number of committees that are forming right now, legislative committees, award committees, and things of that nature. We also have the officer down response teams to aid security officers injured or killed in the line of duty. And you do not have to be a member to go to the chapter meetings. Those are available to anyone. But in order to participate in the chapter, in order to have any voting rights or to have any say, you do have to be a member. And the same thing with our officer down response teams and our committees, you do have to be a member. And here's the reason. First of all, anyone who performs any services, volunteer or paid, for private officer is covered through our insurance carrier, through our provider, and therefore you can't just come in and do your own thing. You have to be regulated through our association so that we can be covered by not only our carriers, but also because, let me put it to you this way. If you've ever been a member of a volunteer fire department or a rescue squad or any other organization or any other chapter for that matter, you know that you have to belong. You have to be part of them. You can't just walk in and take the good and not be part of the association or part of the group. Hopefully that's explaining it where you can understand it. But very simple, it is a requirement. You can take all of the free training and listen to our radio shows and be part of the, you know, all the other activities, except when it comes to activities that we have to cover you under our corporation and insurance. So hopefully that explains that. I did want to read you a little email letter that we got over the weekend. It says, "Dear Mr. McCann, first let me apologize for contacting your office at 3:15 in the morning. When I sent my email, I was not thinking anyone would call me until next week. I definitely was not expecting a phone call from the CEO of Private Office or International at that hour. So again, I apologize if I woke you up. But with that said, I want to thank you for calling and helping me the way that you did. My own manager did not call, and as of this morning, still has not returned any of my calls for help. You're right about everything that you told me, and I thank you for the counsel, the advice, and the friendship. This is actually the second time that POI has helped me or come to my rescue. Last year, Mr. Hill, your paralegal, guided me through some nasty legal stuff with another company that I was working for who owed me money and wanted me arrested for not returning my uniforms. Because of Mr. Hill's letter to my prior employer, everything was resolved within a week. Things that had gone on for several months were taken care of by POI, and I'm very thankful. I want you to know, Mr. McCann, that I tell every guard, every cop, and everyone I work with or who is around security to join the association. I can't believe the services, the quick response that I have received as a member. The little money that I pay for dues is nothing when I think about all the benefits that you have given me as a member. Many years ago, I was part of a union when I worked in a different job in Chicago, and they charged me a lot more money each month, but didn't do anything for me. Your organization does unbelievable work for its members for a few bucks, and I hope all of your members know how lucky they are to have such an organization behind them. I've taken a lot of training from POI, and it has been really great. Sorry for the long email. I just wanted to express my sincere thanks for your help and keep up the great work. Charles Fisher, member 2410. These are the type of services that we provide to our members. This is what makes us different than any place else. Again, just kind of a testimonial, an explanation of why you should become a member if you're not already. And you should, because we have a lot going on. We are putting together a best practices for private security. We'd like to hear from you. If you'd like to send in your comments or suggestions, we're talking about hiring practices, background practices, training, maintaining insurance, licenses, how to change the industry and the best practices for it. Send us your information, your recommendation to Stephanie K, the letter K, at privateofficer.com, and we will be compiling all this information and bringing it to you, bringing it to the masses, probably late summer, I would think. And so far, there's been some really great suggestions. We'll be right back.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, Doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, Doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, Doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, Doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this state.
Buzzed driving. I was only buzzed. I wasn't drunk, honest officer. I love that commercial. We want to send out special happy birthday greetings tonight to Will Carter of Southport. I'm not sure if that's Mississippi, New York, Iowa. Who knows? Happy birthday, Will. He's 55 years young tonight. Betty in Riceville Beach. Happy birthday to you. No age given. Wonder why. I also want to send out a happy birthday to Stanley Kupperfield, 41 today, the 13th of February in Kansas City, Missouri. Happy birthday, Reginald Williams, 35, Atlanta, the ATL, Metro, Georgia. Stephen Miller in Milton, Florida. Happy birthday to you. Kenny McLaughlin, he's 60 today, 60 years young in Portland. And we also want to say congratulations to several people who recently was promoted. We want to say, both of these folks are members of the association. You know, it really brings pride to us when we see people promoted or when we see people who move on to bigger and better things in the industry. And maybe they've, you know, taken a little bit of something that we've given through our training, through our radio programs. And we're excited for them. And so congratulations to Stephen Summers, who was recently promoted to district manager for a, pretty large retail outfit. I won't mention their name, but they have a circle in their logo. Congratulations. And also tonight, Dan in Connecticut recently got a new position in management for a security company, and he's been a longtime member of POI, so congratulations to you as well. If you're listening tonight and you have a business, whether it be a security business, a training business, a security school, an insurance company, anything of the nature, we do allow certain types of advertisement to be placed on our website. And tonight, if you're listening, I know we've had a number of inquiries in recent weeks, whether, you know, hey, do you, can we advertise on your web? Looks pretty good. You probably get a lot of hits. So the answer is yes. We do allow some advertisement to be placed on our web. If you'd like more information, send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. We have very, very reasonable rates. And I think that, you'll find good response. We have a lot of readers. Lots of listeners. We really have a wide variety of audience all around the country and, in fact, around the world. Very unique audience, both law enforcement, private security, public safety, lots of schools and colleges. And, we're very diversified membership-wise and associate-wise. And so if you're interested, send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. As you probably can notice, I'm starting to lose my voice a little bit. It's been a long week already. We've got a long week ahead of us. So we're not going to offer any training segment tonight. We're going to read a little bit of the news, though. I want to go over to the news desk real quick and tell you a couple of things that's been happening here in the news. A woman was arrested in Pleasanton, California over the weekend for leaving her newborn twins in the vehicle. Security at the mall noticed the children, Stone Ridge Mall. They notified police, and Amanda Neha was arrested. Unbelievable. They were 11-week-old babies that were left in the car. So, good heads up by both shoppers and security who work together to secure the safety of these newborns. Denver, Colorado lawmakers have just passed a new law to make organized shoplifting rings a serious felony, similar to what New York did last year. In fact, our radio show at the LP Zone will be about the modern-day mafia next week, next Wednesday, the modern-day mafia, talking about seriously organized, professional shoplifters who use the money not only here, but also send it abroad. And in some cases, it's even financed illegal gangs and enemies of the U.S. And we'll get more into that next Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, as we talk about modern-day mafias. But Representative Mark Barker in Colorado Springs introduced the bill. He said that it was time that the state cracked down on organized retail crime. Law enforcement needed more options to deal with these, not just five-and-dime type shopliftings, but people who were really doing it, large shopliftings, and people who were doing it as an organized crime, no different than the mafia did back, 50 years ago. And so, just like New York, they were able to pass that. Lowell, Massachusetts, 14 people were arrested over the weekend at Fornato's or Club 44, a bar in their city in Lowell, Massachusetts. During a disturbance, police officers were injured. More than 200 people were at the club during the disturbance, but 14 people landed in jail. A shoplifting turned very violent in Palo Alto, California, over the weekend. A suspected female shoplifter, was very violent, assaulted security, bit them, also assaulted police. Jennifer O. Pedersen, 49, of San Francisco, had more than $1,000 of merchandise when she walked out of the store, and when loss prevention stopped her, she immediately began to struggle. One of the things that we've mentioned a number of times, shopliftings have really, the violence, both the armed confrontations and the physical confrontations have really increased dramatically. A recent news segment with police pointed out that very thing in Texas, and we're seeing it nationwide. Dallas, Texas, a former IRS employee was sentenced to prison, Thomas W. Richardson of Mansfield, Texas, because of more than 29 fraudulent activities where he stole individuals' income tax returns, filed false refunds for himself, more than $473,000. And so he'll be spending some time, in jail. Two employees of a Monroe, Louisiana store was arrested for theft of more than $7,000. Karen Natt, 27, of Monroe, and April Jacobs, 38, of Monroe, Louisiana, both were arrested after loss prevention conducted an investigation and showed that they had together worked to steal more than $7,000 worth of merchandise. As I reported, or as I talked about last Wednesday on my LP Zone, when we talked about embedded within, employees actually do get a job these days to steal, whether it be a retail establishment, a department store, or a gas station, or a corporate office, or even the county, or the city government office. Tens and tens of hundreds and thousands of people are being arrested for internal theft, and police are finding out that these people, they're there to steal. They came there to steal, or they, got there and saw how easy it was, and at that point they embedded themselves into the everyday life, to the everyday environment, the everyday surrounding. Hey, how's it going? They were, friendly with all their coworkers, management. No one ever was the wiser, and all of a sudden it's found out that they were embedded there to steal. Embedded within. If you did not hear that radio segment, you might want to check it out. It was from last Wednesday's LP Zone. Jacksonville, Florida, an off-duty police officer who was working as a security guard shot and killed a man for brandishing a gun at a crowded nightclub on Saturday night. Police identified the suspect as Nicholas Samuel Underwood of Jacksonville, 24 years of age. He repeatedly ignored commands from the officer to drop his gun and get on the ground. Instead, he raised it toward the officer, and the officer fired and shot and killed him. The incident happened at Club Aqua on Beach Boulevard, and police said that the officer who was working security was in police uniform. And he had heard, you know, that there had been a little bit of a disturbance, that a man was kicked out, suspected of having a gun. So he went to approach him, and that's when the confrontation happened. Nashville, Tennessee, a great catch, great apprehension by security. Centennial Medical Center, that's right downtown Nashville, security apprehended, arrested, snagged, nabbed, cuffed, and stuffed a wanted rapist. Police, Metro Nashville police say that Centennial Hospital security spotted the wanted person and immediately was able to detain them nearby the hospital while they were on patrol and notified Metro Police. The suspect was wanted for a rape that occurred last week at Vanderbilt University. The suspect is in custody at this time, so great catch for him, for the officers involved from Centennial Medical Center, right downtown Nashville. Henderson, Nevada, right outside of Las Vegas, police there say a daring robbery occurred Sunday at the Ben Ridge Jewelers inside the Galleria Mall. Three armed, heavily armed men made their way into the jewelry store just before closing. They smashed cases of high-end jewelry, Rolex watches, and robbed the place while holding the employees at gunpoint. Police are investigating. No suspects at this moment are in custody. However, they are searching. And I'm sure that, you know, I mean, this is a very brazen robbery. Midday, Sunday, you know, it wasn't a jewelry store that was standalone. It wasn't a store that was on some dead-end road. This was out in the public. Amazing. Police are investigating. Before I forget it, I do want to publicly thank Roger Lester. Roger put together a memorial for the January security officers who were killed in the line of duty. He posted it on YouTube. We have since posted it on our front page at privateofficer.com, as well as our forums. I thought it was very kind of him and one of our new members. And he has volunteered to do a memorial each month. So thank you, Roger, for your assistance, for your thoughtfulness. And we're going to take you up on that. So if you want to do a memorial like that every month, we'll be more than glad to post it accordingly. We have a ton of stuff happening. Have I mentioned that before tonight? Have I said it once or twice? We really do. We have a ton of stuff happening. We really encourage you to get involved. We really do. We've got so much happening. You're never going to be bored if you're a member of the association. There'll always be something to do. Also, want to remind you one more time that we are in the midst of putting together a Officer Down Memorial Wall, both a mobile unit as well as a permanent. We really need your support. If you'd like to donate, we will be setting up a special fundraising page on our website. And we are a nonprofit association, so your contributions will be tax deductible. We also want to remind you, just before we close out for the night, that we have several great membership specials. If you are currently a member, you can upgrade to a lifetime member for just $109. And if you need payments, we have a two-payment plan option as well. If you're a non-member currently, you can become a member, a lifetime member, for $139. Or we have a two-year membership right now. I mean, very cheap, $55. Go to our website at privateofficer.com/membership. And become a member or upgrade your membership tonight. That's all for tonight. Be sure to join us Wednesday on the LP Zone. We'll be talking about something that has to do with retail security, loss prevention, shopping mall security, and the such. But until then, be safe, be blessed, and we'll see you right back here on Wednesday.